But first, the TTC ride guide is meant for tourists. You know it and I know it. All the maps are to scale, and there's really not much more information other than when's the next stop. But one TTC rider hopes to get sort of behind the scenes with the TTC rider guide on his website, ttcrider.ca. This is a way for the regular commuter, to maybe shave a couple of minutes off their daily grind in the subway. Joining us on the line is the creator of the TTC Subway Rider Efficiency Guide, Sean Lerner. And Sean, you've been a TTC rider all your life, I guess, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you, you're like most commuters. If you get off at a particular station every day, you know exactly which car to get into so you can get out of that station fastest, right?
Yeah, like for my station, I know it's the fourth car, third door at Pape.
Which, by the way, is the only station that allows you to walk in front of the TTC buses, right?
Right, yeah.
I found that on your website. You got all kinds of neat information. I mean, is this a fascination with the subways you have or a fascination with commuting?
It's kind of like, like a fascination with the TTC in general.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, does the TTC, are they cool with this guide?
Yeah. Like, I actually got an email the other day from Howard Moscow, who's the chair.
Yeah, I talk to him every day, it seems.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he emailed me, and he said, I like your guide. It's good. We're going to review your website and possibly link to it from the TTC website.
Okay.
So I have some questionable stuff on my website that it might politically, it might be not be the best idea for them to link to it, but if they do, that would be great.
Okay, what's on the website? It's not dirty, is it?
No. I just have on my website, the idea is kind of to celebrate transit, rather have like a positive transit source rather than kind of like all the negative press the TTC gets.
Right.
So a part of it on my website is I have like links to like sometimes people throw parties on the subway.
Mm-hmm.
So they take over a car and line it with streamers, cover all the ads with artwork.
Oh, okay. That's something Howard probably wouldn't like too much.
Right. Yeah. So.
But it's not destructive. Were you one of these infiltrators?
I've kind of been in the past, but yeah. I haven't really been doing it recently.
So the infiltrator website, in case folks at home don't realize, you kind of go places that really isn't encouraged in Toronto, behind locked doors, and down in the subway system, there's all kinds of really neat stuff that we don't even know about.
Right, yeah. Like, there's for example, the most famous place is there's a station at Bay, which is, another platform right below the main.
Yeah, Lower Bay, everybody pretty well knows that now.
Yeah.
And Lower Queen as well.
Yeah. Originally, when they were going to build, an underground streetcar line along Queen, they carved out a station there.
You've also, it's Sean Lerner on the line, creator of the TTC Subway Rider Efficiency Guide here on 640 Toronto. You've also got some quirky facts about each subway station.
Yeah. So, I try to highlight something interesting about each station, for example, a couple of my favorites are Chester is the only station that has no connecting bus or streetcar routes.
Yeah, it's just simply a subway station.
Yeah, and for me, what that means is anyone going to Chester is going to the community, whereas people who go to other stations aren't necessarily going to that community.
Now, I would have thought Chester was one of the least used subway stations, but in fact, Ellesmere is the least used.
Yeah, that's right.
On the LRT.
Yeah.
And Ossington is rumored to be the subway that attracts the most suicides.
Yeah.
Is that because of the Queen Street Mental Health Center?
I guess. That's my guess. And I just kind of put it as a rumor because I don't have
the actual statistics, obviously.
Yeah.
So you go to the website, ttcrider.ca. You can either buy the guide or download it for free.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a little zine. I encourage people just to download it for free. And if it's too much effort, they can buy it. But, they download it. It's a PDF. They print it out, cut it up, and staple it together.
So you've got staircase, escalator, elevator, location, exits, of course, when they're working.
Yeah, right.
What do you hope this website will turn into, Sean?
Basically, mostly I just want to get the guide. I put a lot of effort into creating the guide. Like, I went to each station and mapped it out. So basically, I just want to see a lot more time saved by people than the amount of effort that I put into it.
Longest staircase in what subway station?
Yeah, I think that was it York Mills or?
St. Clair.
Oh, is it St. Clair?
Yeah, without a landing.
Oh, okay.
All right, Sean, it's a pleasure talking to you. Hope you get a lot of action, a lot of hits on the site.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Sean Lerner, the creator of the TTC Subway Rider Efficiency Guide, ttcrider.ca, to download it for free. And check out, I think he's linked to the Infiltrator site, where they have the guys with the pictures. They're in all, just deep in the bowels of the TTC. Really weird, wild stuff. 640 Toronto.